We've got some really exciting news. So Greek Easter is approaching, and we've decided to offer you guys a 25% discount on the transcript for our entire first season. This transcript gathers all the valuable vocabulary, stories, and tips we share throughout our podcast, and having it by your side will help you organize and align your studies with our podcast episodes. And the best part is that it costs almost the same as an hour of Greek lessons with a private tutor.
Exactly. It only costs $29.99 now. To find the transcript, go to unlockinggreekpotential.com or look at the description of this episode.
This offer will be valid until the 5th of May, and it is just a small thank you for all your support and love you've shown us this past year. So thank you so, so much, guys. Γεια σας! Γεια σου, Έλλης! Τι κάνεις?
Γεια σου! Καλά είμαι, τι κάνεις εσύ?
Είμαι πολύ καλά. And in today's episode, we're gonna teach you some phrases and expressions that you can use in an online Greek lesson. Now, everything is online, and most of you are having Greek lessons on Zoom or in other platforms. So, we have some important and very useful phrases for you today.
Yes, we thought it would be a good idea to add an episode when you have a Zoom call or a Skype call or just a Greek lesson online in general, so you have vocabulary for that.
Mm-hmm. So let's get started.
So when you have a Greek lesson, you think that you always start your Skype call with, "Hi, how are you?" But the reality is that you always start with, "Do you see me? Do you hear me? Is my internet working for you?" So this is what we're going to teach you guys, how to say that in Greek. So you don't have to start your whole Skype call in English because you don't know how to say that.
Yeah. So let's start with, "Do you hear me?" So, "Me ακούς?"
Me ακούς.
Mm-hmm. It's a question, and there are two words. We have the word me, which means me, and the verb ακούς, you hear.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we say is like, me, you hear? Me ακούς.
Exactly.
It sounds so weird in English, but this is the way we say it in Greek. Me ακούς.
Yeah, in Greek you really turn it around. Me,
yes.
You hear.
Mm-hmm.
And the word ακούς was actually pretty easy for me to remember because it reminded me of the word acoustic in music, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Ακούω, to hear or to listen. Με ακούς είναι, do you hear me? Or can you listen to what I'm saying? Με ακούς. And the other phrase that we use in an online conversation is με βλέπεις. Can you see me? Με βλέπεις.
Με βλέπεις.
So it's the same thing. We use first με and then the verb βλέπεις. So basically what we say is like, me you see. And it's so funny when you translate Greek sentences in English. They are so funny.
Yeah, to be honest, this kind of took me a while to make that structure in my head, to flip it around. In Spanish, it's the same. And I remember when I was learning Spanish, it really took me a while to understand this. Because really, it starts with me. And that's why you're thinking, oh, that's I. So you would think, me vlepis is I see you. But it's actually, do you see me?
Ne.
And this was quite difficult for me. But then when I learned Greek, this was easier.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So, με ακούς, με βλέπεις. And if you actually see them or hear them, you can say, ναι, σε ακούω. Yes, I hear you. Ναι, σε ακούω.
Ναι, σε ακούω.
Ή ναι, σε βλέπω. Yeah, I can see you.
Ναι, σε βλέπω.
Mm-hmm.
So here again, it's switched around. So, σε is you, βλέπω, I see you.
Mm-hmm. Ακριβώς, exactly. And if you can't see them or you don't listen to them, you don't hear them, you say όχι, δεν σε ακούω.
Όχι, δεν σε ακούω.
Ή όχι, δεν σε βλέπω.
Όχι, δεν σε βλέπω. Okay, let's teach you other people now. You know how in English you always say I see him, I see her, and you can't say I see she, I see he. That doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, exactly. I see she.
Exactly. In Greek, you also can't say that. You have to change the person as well. So that's what we're going to teach you now.
Yeah. So we've learned already to say, you see me, like, do you see me or do you hear me? And I see you or I hear you. Let's see how to say I see him. I see him is τον βλέπω. Τον βλέπω.
Τον βλέπω.
Mm-hmm. If you want to say I see her, την βλέπω.
Την βλέπω.
For example, βλέπεις την γάτα. Do you see the cat? And you can answer, ναι, την βλέπω. Yeah, I see her, because basically the cat in Greek, it's a feminine word, η γάτα.
Yeah, exactly.
So we are using τον for masculine words and people, and την for feminine words. Then if we want to say, if we refer to a neuter word, for example, το βιβλίο, the book, we can say, το βλέπεις, βλέπεις το βιβλίο, το βλέπεις, can you see it?
And then you answer with, ναι, το βλέπω.
Exactly, ναι, το βλέπω. This was all about singular. If we're talking about plural, we are using different words. For example, if we want to say, do you see us? For example, mm-hmm. you're walking on the street and you want to meet with a friend. You are like, you and your sister, for example, and you're like, oh, do you see us? We're coming. So in this case, you say, μας βλέπεις. Μας βλέπεις.
Μας βλέπεις.
Mm-hmm. And your friend is going to answer, ναι, I can see you guys. Σας βλέπω.
Ναι, σας βλέπω.
Mm-hmm. And now, if you want to say, yeah, I can see them, it depends if you refer to a masculine, feminine, or a neutral word. For example, if the word is masculine, you use τους. Τους βλέπεις. Can you see them? Τους βλέπεις. If the word is feminine, in plural, you're using τις. Τις βλέπεις.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you see the women?
Exactly. Τις βλέπεις. Τις γυναίκες or τις καρέκλες, the chairs.
Τις γάτες.
Τις γάτες, σωστά. If it's a neutral word, we use τα. In English, it's always, do you see them? But in Greek, we use τους, τις, or τα. And this depends on the word, if the word is masculine, feminine, or neutral.
Exactly. So for children, it would be βλέπεις τα παιδιά. Ναι, τα βλέπω.
Exactly, exactly.
I think it's good that you mentioned this, because when people say, I can't find her, I don't see him, they don't always mean a person. It could also be an object. And this is definitely a mistake that I made in German, because German also has genders, also has masculine, feminine, neutral words. That when I was working in the hospital in Germany, that I had a colleague who at some point told me, Alice, I can't find her. And I was just assuming that she was talking about a person. And I asked her, who are you looking for? And she's like, I'm looking for the flashlight. And that moment I realized, like, of course, a light is feminine. It could also be an object. And this is the same in Greek. If people talk about, I can't find him, her, it can also be an object.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's true. Because objects, they're masculine or feminine. Η καρέκλα is
exactly.
feminine. Or ο υπολογιστής, the computer is masculine.
Yeah. Yeah, or like a suitcase is feminine, so people are like, yeah, I'm looking for her. I can't find her.
So funny. So shall we move on with some more survivor phrases?
Yeah, good idea.
So sometimes we have trouble with the connection. If you want to say that the connection, it's not good, you can say, δεν έχω. I don't have καλή σύνδεση.
Δεν έχω καλή σύνδεση.
So the word καλή before the word σύνδεση, we've seen it like million times. We are using all the time the word καλός, καλή, καλά. And I just wanted to mention that this word is an adjective, and it means it's a descriptive word. And descriptive words in Greek, they're changing according to the noun that follows. So basically, they adapt to the gender of the noun. So in this case, the word σύνδεση, it's a feminine word, it ends with an e, ita. So instead of saying καλός, so the word καλός has to agree with the word σύνδεση. Καλή σύνδεση.
Δεν έχω καλή σύνδεση. Then is not echo, I have καλή, good connection, σύνδεση. Then echo καλή σύνδεση.
Exactly. So the next phrase is το μικρόφωνο σου είναι κλειστό. Can you guess what's the meaning of this phrase?
Yeah, it means that your microphone is turned off, but in Greek you say that it's closed, technically.
Exactly. So, microfono is basically the same, it's very similar to the English word, microphone, y microfono. Είναι κλειστό. We say it's closed, is off, basically, you're muted. This is what we say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, το μικρόφωνο σου είναι κλειστό.
Yeah, like the word μικρόφωνο has two accents on both O's, like μικρόφωνο. So it kind of sounds like a melody. Το μικρόφωνο σου είναι κλειστό.
Yeah. So when we want to say my, for example, in this case, microphone, or your microphone, the possessive pronoun, my or your, is always after the word that belongs to us. For example, if we want to say your microphone, we're going to say το μικρόφωνο σου. While in English, the word σου, your, is before the item.
Exactly.
So be careful of this one, because I think for many students, this is hard in the beginning. If you try to speak in Greek and try to use the phrases and the grammar that's difficult for you, in the end, you're getting used to it.
Yeah, exactly. So the phrase was, το μικρόφωνο σου είναι κλειστό.
Exactly. And the last one. Η οθόνη κόλλησε.
Η οθόνη κόλλησε.
So, η οθόνη, it's the screen. Κόλλησε means is stuck. Like your basically your screen is stuck. And this is the phrase we use when we want to say that your screen is frozen.
Yeah, so you can't literally say your screen is frozen in Greek, but you say your screen is stuck.
Yeah. That's funny. Η οθόνη κόλλησε.
Η οθόνη κόλλησε. And now, fun story, because Yuli and I are recording this episode. She's in Greece, I'm in the Netherlands. We're doing this on Zoom. And the internet connection is so bad. And this whole episode keeps freezing like every 3 minutes. And we keep telling each other, like,
exactly.
Me vlepis, me akous. Like, we keep repeating all these phrases. And it's just so funny because it's right this
it's
episode.
It's just crazy. We tried to record this episode twice. And it's like in two different days. And we had troubles with the connection, with the microphone, and with the, you know, like frozen screens, like for basically the whole time. It was crazy.
Yeah, so we've already repeated all of these phrases so many times. We've said them to each other so many times.
Yeah, so funny. So shall we move on with now we can recreate the whole thing with a dialogue.
Yeah, let's pretend that we're having a Greek lesson. This is usually how we do it if I have lessons with Yuli.
Yeah, first you will listen to the dialogue once and it's going to be in slow Greek, and then we're going to repeat it in a normal pace. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. So let's start. Γεια σου, Γιούλη.
Γεια σου, Έλλης. Με ακούς?
Ναι, σε ακούω.
Τέλεια. Τι κάνεις?
Καλά. Τι κάνεις εσύ?
Καλά είμαι.
Ξέρεις τι θα κάνω σήμερα?
Τι θα κάνεις?
Έρχεται η αδελφή μου στο σπίτι μου. Η αδελφή μου μένει μακριά, οπότε είμαι πολύ χαρούμενη που έρχεται.
Τι ωραία! Και τι θα κάνετε σήμερα?
Θα πάμε στο κέντρο για ψώνια και μια βόλτα.
Έλλης μου, η οθόνη κόλλησε.
Με βλέπεις τώρα?
Σε ακούω, αλλά δεν σε βλέπω.
Δεν νομίζω ότι έχω καλή σύνδεση.
Δεν πειράζει.
Okay, that was realistic Zoom call.
Yeah, that was actually what we were saying to each other. The whole time today.
Okay, before we're going to listen to it again, let me tell you a little bit what I said in case you didn't understand it. I told Yuli that my sister is coming to my house and that she lives very far, so I'm very happy that she's coming. And then Yuli asked me what we're going to do today. And I told her, well, we're going to go to the city center to go shopping, and then we're going to take a walk. And then everything went downhill from there. So let's listen to the dialogue again. Γεια σου, Yuli.
Γεια σου, Έλλης. Με ακούς?
Ναι, σε ακούω.
Τέλεια. Τι κάνεις?
Καλά. Τι κάνεις εσύ?
Καλά είμαι.
Ξέρεις τι θα κάνω σήμερα?
Τι θα κάνεις?
Έρχεται η αδελφή μου στο σπίτι μου. Η αδελφή μου μένει μακριά, οπότε είμαι πολύ χαρούμενη που έρχεται.
Τι ωραία! Και τι θα κάνετε σήμερα?
Θα πάμε στο κέντρο για ψώνια και μια βόλτα.
Έλλης μου, η οθόνη κόλλησε.
Με βλέπεις τώρα?
Σε ακούω, αλλά δεν σε βλέπω.
Δεν νομίζω ότι έχω καλή σύνδεση.
Δεν πειράζει.
Okay, that was the story.
That was the story. And I think this episode will be like so useful for you guys.
Yeah, I actually really recommend you to memorize these phrases. So whenever you have a Skype call, Zoom call, Greek lesson online, you automatically know how to say these things and you don't have to switch back to English, because every time you switch back to English, it's always this moment of like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to stick to Greek. So now you don't have to. Now you can just say it in Greek.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all for today. See you in the next episode.
See you next episode. Yes, us.
Bye.
Wait, before we go, let me give you guys a little bit of the bloopers behind the scenes of this episode when our internet connection failed tremendously and Yuli and I were talking to each other in Greeklish. So have fun listening to us while we try to make this work again. Yuli, πού είσαι?
Έλλης.
Ναι, τώρα σε βλέπω.
Okay, you hear me?
I do. Πραγματικά δεν έχω καλή σύνδεση.
Έλλης μου.
Και τι να κάνουμε τώρα?
Με ακούς?
Τώρα, ναι, σ' ακούω. I'll turn off my camera.
I'll do the same. Λοιπόν. So let's move on to the next survivor phrase.